Blog Talk Radio.
About the National Day of Action and the International Day of Action, and
and basically the beginning and the work that many of our comrades and warrior queens and warrior kings and warrior children, princesses and princes, young princes, have put in to make our nation, or to start to begin for what we need to do within our movement. We're redefining it on so many levels, man, and we have to begin to just see the bigger picture. It's not just the honoring of the National Day of Action, but it goes past that into a great, glorious movement that we had in the 60s, the movement that we had in the 50s. It just continues on to a new direction, and we have to think about the benefits that we plan to have within our community. And the whole thought of us to be thinking about the nature of having our own community, not just, you know, saying along and assimilating, which many of us like to do, but we have to have our own nation. And this is not something that it can't happen. It's not far-fetched. This is actually a very tangible reality. We just have to create it. We have to begin to create it. And we can't keep playing around with this so-called enemy, because as you see all across the country, it is not getting any better. It's not. And the white man, or the system, or the state, whatever way you all want to call it, but that entity is tired and does not want us around anymore. So by any means, we must create our own. Not that we want to be around either, but some of us do. So we have to begin to look at different ways. I first want to bring up the word of nationalism. What exactly is nationalism? On the terms of political terms, means self-determination. And then we think about what black nationalism is, because a lot of us do not understand what black nationalism means. And some of us think that that is a racist terminology, which it is not. But then white people say Democrats and they say Republican, and we still think that those words are okay for us to even call ourselves that. That is that is not righteous for us as our people to call these names, to be identified with these types of ways. We have to separate ourselves and not be a part of this decadent system. We have to create our own movement, because we are the ones that are suffering dearly. It's not getting any better. I'm going to say it again. Let me say it again. It's not getting any better. So we have to focus on, because this show, and tonight's the night of sisterhood and things like that, but that's not just a subject for the brothers that can't tackle into, because we all have to view different ways of the world and what we experience is under motherhood, what we experience under wifehood and sisterhood. And I know many of us wonder what exactly is sisterhood, and what exactly is sisterhood. Does that mean that because we have so many isms in the way of, because of the Willie Lynchism, because we have so many techniques that separates us from each other, does that mean I do not love my fellow sister? Because my fellow sister is not probably, as they say, so-called conscious. Do I separate myself from my sister? No. We do not separate ourselves from each other because of the pathway that different ones of us have chosen. We have to begin to gather up our people so they can see the importance of what the National Day of Action is. We have to redefine that role and understand what it is we exactly are trying to do. And then we get into the contours of media play. And we get into the state of repression and why we are so oppressed as a people and why the different directions we're taking and we're moving, some of us are moving too slow, not moving fast enough. And some of us are moving maybe too fast. So we have to begin to, I don't want to say slow it down, but we have to meet somewhere in the middle. There is a such thing as we call Mayat, balancing. We have to look at four different formulas of growth. We have to talk about the distance. We have to talk about the authorities. And we have to talk about the challenges. And we have to talk about proxies. And what exactly, how would that fulfill us within our movement? Number one, we have to have propaganda. We have to create propaganda for ourselves. We can no longer rely on the white media to promote this particular event, because as you see, how much play we basically got upon trying to do this. We got little play, so we have to begin to create different medias for ourselves. We have to have our own black reporters to report the events that goes on. We have to utilize tools that are already out there. I'm just using this for an example. The Final Call, Muhammad Speaks, and we have different, and the New Black Panther Party newspaper, which will be released very soon. And we also have the website, because that's another part of the media aspect of things. And so different blog talks, different radios. We have to begin to go on there and to promote this day of action on a bigger and larger scale. Because we know that the media is not equal and not subject to us. We can pay $1 million to promote. I mean, not saying if we had $1 million, it probably would be free, but that's not basically what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have to begin to utilize our own media, and we have to qualify people who say they are the media. We have to hold them accountable to promoting what we need promoted. And we have to begin to get more organizers who are very critical and very able to work with pretty much anyone when I talk about the different folds. And then we have to understand when people are spending all their time and all their days to get certain things done, we have to have cooperation within this organizing. We have to have some form of cooperation. If we do not have that, then we're not going to get anywhere. So, for example, if you know where you're going to meet at, right now, brothers and sisters, we really should already know, because we've done this before, so we should already know where we're going to hold our meeting spot at, where we're going to hold our day of action this time around. It should not be as hard as it was the last time. And then if we're going to change, we need to make notice to the world that we're going to change the media spot. For whatever reason, we need to know that. We have to have that in order. If you need a permit for the spot that you're going to be at, or you need to ask for permission to that person, then you need to let us, then you need to let the world know that. Don't wait to the last minute, because what happens is once you start doing that, our people don't take us seriously, and they won't show up. Or they go to that exact spot, and they don't see anybody there. So guess what? You're only going to have a limited amount of people that are going to be there. So it's very, very important. It's crucial, I should say. Let's not even say important. Yes, let's use the word crucial to know exactly where your meeting spot or where your event is going to be at. If you do not, then it's not going to work. You're going to have limited people there. Then, two, we must discuss you must already know in advance what you're going to talk about. You already should have that written down. You already should already know the speakers that you're going to have. It should be organized if you're going to have speakers or if you're going to have activities. So if you're going to be feeding the people, for example, if you're feeding the people, then we must have you out there feeding the people. The food should already be ready to be served at the approximate time that you say it's going to be served. And then, too, you need a backup plan A, B, C, D, and G. I always think of the three theories, what I call the three rule theories. The three rule theories are plan A, that you're going to do, plan B, what you're going to if an event that plan A fails. Plan B is an event if plan A and B fails, then that will be C. And then if all of it fails, then you come up with the theory of D. You know what I mean? So you have to be, and that D is basically on-the-spot thinking, okay? We should not always be on-the-spot thinking. We should already have plans ahead of time because it saves us time and it makes us look more professional. This time around, brothers and sisters, we need to be a little bit more professional with our organizing techniques. If we're giving, we should always give ourselves deadlines to do these duties. If we do not hold deadlines, then, I mean, you just will be everywhere. And put yourself on a deadline, even if no one else puts you on a deadline, put yourself on a deadline. Because if you put yourself on a deadline, then you will have, it won't allow you to procrastinate. And it won't allow anyone else around you to procrastinate. And brothers and sisters, if you have five people on your organizing committee, that means all five people should be assigned a task to do. And that also means that all five people should do this to the best of their ability. If you cannot do that, be honest and be reasonable. Certain things may be out of your power to handle by yourself. If you're honest with all other, for example, five members, then they won't really understand exactly where you're coming from, and maybe they can help you or assist you in a small way. But either way, everybody should be doing something for this day of action. And also, this is another thing that I wanted to basically talk about. When we're talking about going into with motherhood, mothers, definitely bring your children out there. Definitely create something that the youth can really get involved in. If we do not create anything that the youth would not be able to get involved in or enjoy, then guess what? They're more than likely they're not going to show up. So if you have your children, I'm sure mostly everybody's child have a friend, and they friend have a friend. Bring them all. Go get you a van, rent you a van, and bring them all there and make them feel comfortable where everybody's basically having fun. Create something that is positive for them to do, if it's basketball. You know what I mean? Anything, and break it down in an African-centered way of looking at things, okay? So that's one example. I'm just giving you some examples out there. Or, I mean, you can do like a, I was on a conference call with a couple of people, and they was talking about doing like a type of a youth concert that's geared toward the youth, where they get up there and they have the youth do their talent. You can have a talent show, a positive day of action, and just breaking down and feeding, and then while they're doing that, you're feeding the people. You know what I mean? You're doing a clothing giveaway drive, something that will empower the people. A lot of times, and see, the problem with a lot of these events, I think, that we or some of us have are so darn capitalistic. We are so Eurocentric thinking that we're trying to make money up off of this. And this is not something that we should be necessarily trying to make money up off of. We should be trying to give more away than making money. Now, if you're making money to give, to put the money back into it, then yes, great. If that's going to help utilize different talents where you're able to make more flyers or, you know, do something, a program for the youth at a later stage, then that is great. And that's a great thing. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about if you're pimping, basically trying to make, pay your electric bill and that kind of thing. No, you shouldn't do that, of course. So we have to provide something. I just really want to talk about that. We have to really provide something for the youth, for them to do and to get involved in. And also, what's a great idea, if we could have the youth to get three youths. Remember I said the rules, the three theory rule? Get three youths and have them to come up with a type of committee, form a committee. You'll be surprised. The youth really know how to organize more than some of these adults. And have them to form a committee and create something and give them a budget to work with. Because you want to make them feel important. Well, they are important. I don't want to just say make them feel important. They actually are important. And what you do is around that committee, have them to design their own committee and what they want to do of that day. You can have like a day of action for the juniors and have them to organize their part, and then you'll do another part, and then you can have someone assisting. Maybe even design it to a level where you have the elders on top of this committee. Well, you have the elders doing their own committee, you know what I mean, so they can feel empowered. Because there's certain things within the elders that they need to discuss. It might be some things, for example, health care or something. I don't know. They have another way where they can get better health care or something. I don't know. Or maybe just bridging the gap between the youth and the elders, you know what I mean, where they can have an elder board. See, this day of action is not just, it's not just saying that it's a day of action. You have to actually make it action, get active, and get out there and do something. And then you can have the elder to create some type of a board where they're designing something, where they can actually be useful, and they can empower the community as well. You know, it just makes sense for us to begin to think on a higher level like that. If we continue to be below the belt and not thinking, you know, designing a think tank that actually does action, not just a think tank that thinks and don't, you know what I mean, and don't do. What's the point of just thinking? Actually, you have to back it up with movement. And then also, we definitely need some things where we're beginning to discuss health and preventative measures, because that's very, very important. Again, I was reading up on someone's, reading a column that someone had wrote about preventative health and how we have the highest rate of, you know, of course, us as blacks and Africans, Moors, and et cetera, what we might identify ourselves with, but our people, basically, have the highest rate of diseases such as, obviously, HIV, right, and all what they say. This is what they say. And different communal, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. So we need to begin to talk about and discuss that and not just sweep it up on the rug constantly. And we also need to begin to talk about, and I know, brothers and sisters, y'all going to really say something about this, but we have to begin to talk about building a nation. So if we're talking about building a nation and empowering our children, the children that we already have, and the future that they're going to have, children's children, and the children that you may have later on down the road, we have to begin to discuss on how we're going to actually do that so we can create less baby mamas and baby daddies, so we can actually have households, so we can create more households where we kill that really lynchism, where we don't have the man going here and there and making children and not staying with them, or vice versa, because women are doing it too as well, you know. So we have to create this type of environment, you know what I mean? These are things that we have to begin to have more positive role models. And no, we're not talking about the stars and Lil Wayne and all these other folks. Is not going to be positive. I know I would use him for an example. That's because most of our youth do listen to him. He's very popular. That's why I use him for an example. A lot of people don't see through that far. So we have to begin to empower ourselves, and we have to, you know, create different ways for our children to actually see that we're doing things. So if we could have more of the so-called, and I hate to utilize this word, but conscious or people that are aware, that knows maybe a little more, they study. They self-study, okay? So we can have some of those folks to come out a little bit more, or the ones that don't, you know, study, that want to study or that want to do something within our movement, we need to have them to come out more and to follow us and work with us. And we follow, you know what I mean? Because we all have leadership abilities to do this, but everybody, yes, we all have leaderships within our own field. I don't mean everybody is the leader. What I'm saying is that everybody has some type of skill that they might be better at something than someone else is, so they should lead that particular project. That's what I mean by that. So, yes, brothers and sisters, we do have to create more leaders. We don't need just one anymore. We need several. We need millions and millions and millions of leaders that have the ability to lead within a specialized skill. We do really need that, and I'm being honest when I say that. We have to rise above the ordinary. Does that sound familiar? Rise above the ordinary. We have to really begin to do that. And so we have to talk about all these different symbolisms that really the social change that we have to create. We have to get rid of that old Negro within. We have to really kill it. And we have to definitely, the way the times are now, the economics, or horrible, or failure at a sudden failure at a pace. Because, of course, America already sucks. We already pretty much know that. But bigger, black people, we've been broke for so long. So we can't say that recession is so bad out here. And it's just bad for the white man. It's already been bad for us. We've already been broke and uneducated in certain cases. And it's been harder for us to get education and trades and things that we can take back to our community. For so long, we've been making the white man rich for so long. So, brothers and sisters, we have to begin to make our own communities richer than they have been ever before. We have to utilize everything that we learn within these so-called institutions, or even if someone is working with us on a different trade, we have to take that back to the community. We should be building our own houses and owning our own land. And it's not really hard to do that. We just have to really come together. If three people, I know I keep using the three theory rule, huh? But if three people, I was born on the third day, that's probably why. But if three people come together and three people have $100 apiece, you know what I mean, they can actually do something with that. But we have to begin to trust each other and put aside our differences and not be stagnant on this day. So we have to even begin to maybe, even if we don't have fathers in the home, we need uncles. I don't mean, you know what I mean by uncles? Male figures within the home. I mean, somewhere to come around, a brother, an uncle, a father of the person. Also, and that's okay to have that. Grandfathers are great, too. So it's, like, really, really important that we just look at ourselves as a community again. And the Day of Action would definitely help us to promote that. But we need to really get out there and promote that. So we have to really, really swallow our pride. And it's not really about whether or not we like each other. I mean, because I'm not really the best person to get along with. But upon this day of action, and not just this day of action, but just to be honest with you, a person who you thought was your enemy yesterday, you know, may not be your enemy forever. You know what I mean? If it's upon us getting free and us trying to organize, then I will personally put that aside, and I think that we all should. Different organizations, and what I've noticed for the Day of Action, this first Day of Action that we had, historically, April the 23rd, a lot of so-called enemies came of different organizations basically buried a hatchet and came together and organized, and it was beautiful. So if we can do that just organizational-wise, if we promote it heavily, we can do it with all of our people, and we have to do that. You know, if we don't do it, then we're not going to go anywhere. We have to redefine all odds, you know, redefine against all odds the unexpected, you know. We have to stop being culturally unproductive, you know. We have to really begin, or we're going to get swallowed up in America. We're really going to get swallowed up. And we're not going to have no taste of freedom, and we're going to be under the jail grounds, not even the jails. We're going to be underground where nobody could ever get to us. All of us are going to be there, and everybody we're calling is in there with us because we, you know, still want to simulate. We have to look at the urban. We have to stop. We have to look at certain things as a warfare. This is not us. This is not what they said the Civil War was, because the Civil War is supposed to be civil. You know, well, you know, what exactly does civil mean? Someone, you know, explain that. What exactly does civil mean? But what exactly is, you know, blood and dying of thirst? Because that's actually what did happen in the Civil War, with Civil War. People in our, some of our people died, of course, defending something that had nothing in no way, shape, or form to deal with us. And that's what we're constantly defending and going to these different wars in different countries, even joining the so-called system and joining the, you know, we want freedom from all of that. When we say we want freedom, we have to demand freedom. And that is, you know, another point of the day of action. We have to stop being so desperate that we join the very thing that's totally against us. It doesn't have our back. It does not love us. And we have to really become, even if you don't know what it means, we have to really research it. We have to really become black nationalists. We have to become so nationalistic that anything else that is not, you know, getting us free, we don't even need to be talking about it. We need to be promoting freedom in any way, shape, or form. Even if a person doesn't know that they're not free, we have to tell them, nigga, you ain't free. We have to tell them that, because I think some of our people think we're free. But we still have to, we have to impose that upon them. You know, I know, so I know I had the theory of saying, you know, I used to always say, that some of us are going to get left behind. You know, some of us just ain't going to make it. And that is true. But we still should, we still might have to do the Harriet Tubman thing. No, we still might have to slap a couple of people, you know, senseless to get them to understand the point. I'm sorry, but, you know, we might have to. That's the realism aspect of it. So when we think about the Day of Action, we talk about nation, you know. What is a nation? What is the concept of a nation? Do we have a government? Do we have our own government with our own committees? You know what I mean? Because that's essentially, that's what, how America was supposed to be run. America's supposed to be a nation, but a nation for them and not for us. So we have to begin to create our nation with the overstanding of political power and social control. We have to legitimize our society. And how we do that, we don't need permission from the state to begin our own nation. We can start that right now. That's one of the points of, you know, the Day of Action. We have to oversee the important central values, and we have that listed. And we have to talk about what is the ultimate power, what expands and separates from our goals. We already know that, right? Don't we already know what's separating us from getting free. Don't we pretty much know that? Don't we? I hope we do. But we have to begin to select the representatives from our day of action. Day of action. That means upon these committees, like I stated before, who is the person that is the greater organizer? I'm not saying that we should have bosses and big bosses and I's and little U's and all that. I'm just saying that if this person, if this sister is a greater organizer than you, then allow her to do that without free from sexual harassment, free from harassment, period, because she's a woman or maybe she's pretty or maybe she's not. I don't know, but she still needs to be free from dealing with that, you know. Allow that to organize. If she needs help in that aspect, then, you know, maybe you back her up. Maybe you're a great organizer on a different level. Then you will be the person that can organize. Maybe you're the person that is better at organizing the youth. Maybe she's the person that's not as good as talking with the youth. Maybe they don't want to listen to her because she might be a little bit older, or maybe she's just not comfortable with doing that. Then, okay, you, the other person, you decide to do that aspect of it, and you make a committee for that. Each head, or I don't want to say head, can I not say that? I'm not going to use that terminology. Let's just say that each, if it's five, let's go with the three theory thing, the three theory rule. If you have three people on that committee, the three people from that committee should have three other people up under them that can help them to do certain things, because we have to have people that work all around the clock, okay? Because what the national spokesman and myself and the national chairman realized in organizing this whole shebang, you can't be everywhere all at once. You know what I mean? You can't do everything. I have to make myself not do everything, because I will try to do everything. And that's what, because it's not that I don't have faith in people to do certain things. It's just I know that I can get things done, and I don't like waiting. And the thing is about organizing, we do have to be a little bit more patient with ourselves and other people. So when we're working, we should have, you know, we should be able to delegate responsibility. That shows great leadership ability to be able to do that. You know what I mean? Because, again, you're not up 24 hours a day. And what we did try to, we probably within that whole time frame, I can honestly say that I probably, within a week, I probably got maybe 2 hours of sleep. And that's not really good, because I'm just now recuperating from that. Just now. And I'm back at the ranch again. You know what I mean? So with that said is, we have to really get these committees together. This time around, brothers and sisters, let's get these committees together. So we want to have three people, and I'm just giving an example. You don't have to have three. It could be more. It could be less. I don't know. You rock your way the way you want to rock your way. But either way, my point is we need somebody that's going to be around. We need somebody on the clock at all times of the day. For example, If you have a particular National Day of Action Facebook, let's just say. So you need somebody that's going to take shifts upon adding people, upon signing in, upon, you know what I mean, that kind of thing, that aspect of it, the media aspect of it, okay? So we need somebody that's going to do that. If you got somebody that's going to be sending out the flyers and sending out the different information, we need somebody that's going to be trustworthy. And brothers and sisters, we do all need to begin to be trustworthy and just be honest. If you can do it, you can do it. If you can't, you won't. Just say, hey, I can't do it. My fault. I forgot, or it just didn't happen, but I will get it done as soon as possible, or I will just give it to brother such and such. Maybe he can get it done quicker than I can. Let's just be honest and real with ourselves. Because we can't do everything. Although I know we're so dedicated sometimes, more so, and we will try to do everything. I have to, and I'm talking to myself when I say that. Because later on, we will be tired. We will regret it because we'll be so tired. But I have a caller. We have 415-571-04. You're on Black Power Radio.
Doing Black Power, sisters. See ya. How y'all doing out there? This is Queen Nandi in San Francisco.
Yes, ma'am, Queen. Go.
And I was just listening to you. You know what? You're absolutely right when you say about the lack of rest and then when you need help, not to be so ashamed to ask for it or whatever. Because that was my thing. I'm just like you. You know, I want to do everything because it's like it ain't right until I say it right. Or, you know, if I want it done right, I got to do it myself. You know, so I understand on that point. That, you know, because it was really for the April 23rd, you and Brother Cleary, y'all pretty much gave me a crash course in organizing because I'm the one that usually I map out the blueprint and then hand it to my brother, my sister, and then they run with it. But y'all pretty much gave me a crash course in it for April 23rd, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, it ain't but 50 people here or whatever. I failed, but you know what? But the outcome of it became, it was like a, like I told the brother, I was like, it was an ancestral move. Because even though it was a small crowd that turned out, I felt like I failed because, you know, I pretty much, you know, was by myself, especially when it came to connecting the dots with these plantations in San Francisco. I felt pretty much on my own, you know, because there was other agendas, you know, and I wasn't knocking, but, you know, I felt like I just had to do what I had to do. But I was so proud of the aftermath. Like I said, the crowd at first was small, but everybody, you know, we spoke our piece, was right by the police station. You know, it was a certain pattern. I noticed I was like, you know, the third location where we were near a police station. But at the end, like I said, when I prepared Sunday dinner, the aroma of Sunday dinner brought another crowd to my home. So what ended up happening, it turned out to be like a workshop for other people.
Wow.
Okay, this is the overall agenda. For those who didn't know what we were doing earlier, okay, and then you're hungry, here I go. And so I didn't know this. Now it made me understand and overstand why Sunday dinner was so important during the slavery days. Because it actually turned out to be like this big old workshop thing where I invited everybody. All I asked, I said I could feed everybody I could. Just take your shoes off before you come in the house because that's the only thing. So everybody was receiving and respectful, and we sat down at the round table, and some sisters wanted a beer, and some went outside on my backyard and smoked a cigarette. I did not judge nobody, but the energy was beautiful, and a lot of things that we talked about and that I took notes on and how the people was really feeling, that was the part that was overwhelming. That was the part that was really overwhelming. And so it made me check myself, like, you know what, this struggle is not about you, so don't feel bad if two people showed up. Don't feel bad.
Exactly.
I just
became aware
that the Almighty was able to move through me and get the few people together that, you know, with you and Brother Quilly motivated me to do, like I said, the crash course in organizing. I just went for it. I was like, Lord, I don't know how I'm doing. I'm just going to go for it. You know,
Let me ask you a question, though. Did you do,
yes.
What was one of the top things that we talked about upon the crash? And share that with everybody, because some people are really, like, I don't know, I guess a little, like, intimidated, I guess, by the fact of organizing. What was one of the top things that I stated for people to do upon organizing?
One of the things you stated, it reminded me of what Malcolm X said. Brother Malcolm X, this ain't the time to fear people. So I found myself going into neighborhoods, like I say, plantations. I call them says, you know, they call them says hoods or whatever. So I found myself connecting with folks that I didn't usually talk to because of the trick of the enemy. Like, whoa, you know, usually he be tripping or she be tripping. But I found myself talking to the people that I normally didn't talk to. Look, this is what's going down. This is what the people need to organize and do. Even though on my end, it was pretty much I was left, you know, pretty much, you know, just doing the paperwork for myself, doing the blueprint for myself. But just the just the effort of the outreach, because Riate is usually the one. He's the foot soldier. I'm the blueprint writer. See, it's everybody for every aspect. you know, in our revolutionary circle. I'm not the one that usually go to every plantation and travel. It didn't matter. Just hand out flyers and do the outreach and talk to the folks, interact with the folks, don't judge. I'm the one in the background just formulating, connected with the ancestors and the universe. Okay, this is what needs to be done, and this is what I'm going to contribute to the best of my ability. So that was one of the things. Don't be fearful of your own people. I remember in the song Self-Destruction when Kool Moe Dee said, I never ever ran from a black man. Because that's some of the things that we get out here, sister. Be like, oh, y'all tripping. Oh, y'all on that black power tip or this or that. No, it's all about one as a people. What is your oppression is my oppression. Let's sit down and talk about it. Stop whining and complaining, sitting there waving your fist. What's up? Let's formulate a plan. And so that was one of the main, that was one of the number one things that it was just to do the outreach. I heard Brother Shabazz said, when he said, Brother Khalid, you jump out the roads, Royce, and just reach out to people in unknown places, places that you wouldn't think of. And so I took that risk and did. And you know what, sister, I'm going to tell you, that's what it's all about. And so that was the number one thing that I heard when y'all talking about and giving me that crash course. And, you know, and I'm very grateful, and I hope everybody else who was listening and paying attention, y'all be grateful. And that's just another step, you know, towards, you know, our liberation.
And another biggest thing is definitely creating your own database. That's why it's very, very important. I have a database. I have a gazillion databases with me in so many unclosed different departments in different areas, on paper as well as on computers and floppy drives and external hard drives and different things. And that's very, very important, brothers and sisters. We have to keep database because now this time around it will be much easier because by now they already know pretty much they want to be involved. They like what they heard. They was a part of what they heard, and you made them feel welcome. So by now, they will have more people with them. So we tell a friend, bring a friend. You know what I mean? So now, you will have a bigger group of people that really, and these people are people that you've been like, well, where was you at when I was getting my ass whooped by the police? You know what I mean? They didn't even know about it because they was on, like you said, a different tribe. You know what I mean?
We've been taught to hate each other. You from this plantation, I'm from this plantation. As soon as you see that slave, kill that slave. See, for me to have helped contribute to penetrate that barrier amongst our people, I mean, you know, like I said, it's not about us. It's about us being a servant to the people. It's about being a struggle because it's never about us. But, you know, hey, the struggle continues, and, you know, I'm brother motivated. But it also stemmed other seeds now because now we have Brother Jay up in the Bayview area. Now we have on May 19th is a Get Up and Stand Up for Yours Day. So we have made a commitment out here in San Francisco. Once a month, we're going to hit different plantations with different kind of agendas from police brutality.
Hold on, Queen Nani, and this came out of you organizing for the Day of Action?
In part, yes, ma'am. I would say just because the motivation and the enthusiasm and the importance that I stress to the people and Brother Jay out there in the Bayview, he felt the same way, so we collaborated. We collaborated.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so now we have made a commitment every month we're going to do this. We started with May 19th. And then we're going to do it June 25th, and like I said, every month thereafter. And then in June, now we have the rhyme class where we have the youth coming in. We're going to teach them about journalism. We're going to teach them about storytelling, bookmaking, radio classes, and teach them how to tell their own story on any aspect that they want to talk about. So a lot of things are starting branching off in this movement. Just by one little single grain of sand, and that's with Mama D and Miss Tiny at Port Magazine. You know, and then me, and then we have Junebug, and we have Vivian, and then it's just really the mamas. that's really teaching the children, look, you are the future, and we're teaching these men out here in San Francisco, stop stepping on that soft soil and get your backbone. And you know
right.
what? It is a success.
Step on the soft soil, huh? That's a good term. Now, I like that. I'm going to have to feel that from you, sister.
That's
step
all right,
on the
sister.
Soft.
Each one teach one.
That's right.
But it has been a success. And that's all I can say. And now, like Brother Queasy was doing in the last segment, what about the land ownership? What about creating our gardens and our nations of our own? Because nobody knows what's best for our conditions, whether it be good conditions or bad conditions in us. You see what happens when we allow for the slave masters or even others to come in and dictate what's right for our people. That is not working. Today is a new day. That is not working. And it don't matter what religion my brothers and sisters in the struggle come from, because it all comes from one concept from the beginning. Check your story and his story and our story. It comes from one concept. So put aside all those petty differences, because teamwork makes a dream work. And as long as we keep pushing, we have you, sister, out there with Brother Queenie. We have Brother Shabazz out there. We have King Samir out there. As long as we keep doing it and just planting them seeds, because I'm starting to see them blossom. And even in San Francisco, and I was like, and you know what I say about San Francisco. It's just too
sweet. Yes, ma'am. We know. Mm-hmm.
It's just too sweet. But they're coming from underneath the surface, sister, you know. And I'm proud to say that it was a success. And moving on.
Well, that is beautiful. That is wonderful, sister. I am so glad you was able to utilize something. I didn't feel like I was just talking to be talking. Because it's okay.
That's right.
And
I just been caught up in litigation. It's just like I said, it's not about me. I put aside all the personal things. I'm fighting these folks in the court system and my personal thing, because my family is threatened. But right now I had to put that on the side burner, not the back burner, but the side burner, because everything is connected. The seeds I plant amongst our people is also connected to my struggle in the court system. So it's not about stressing out. And it is very important, sister, that we do get efficient rest, because one thing, like I heard you talking about how you only lived, only had like, borrowed time is what I call it, 1 or 2 hours of sleep. I say borrowed time,
mm-hmm.
borrowed energy. But you got to be sure to get your efficient rest, because one thing from personal experience to what I have experienced, that the ancestors, you lack your dreams, all these things. See,
exactly.
One thing with me was with the dreams, it was the connections with the universe I felt I was lacking, because I was lacking sleep. You get this rest, your body meditates, and it goes
exactly.
to a different It goes to a different level. Like I say, that's when your ancestors talk to you. That's when all my ideas, that's when all the things come to me. And sometimes in dream state. So it was like you said, sometimes you have to hibernate for a bear, but make sure you at least get, if you get like about 5 or 6 hours sleep, you're good to go. But now, like I say, like I understand, because some of us, we're just, this is a passion for us. This is not a part-time job. The revolution is not a part-time job for me. It's not something I'm being paid wages for or fringe benefits. I was born this way to call out all those against my people. I was born that way, and that's how Madonna will still be calling them out even when I die. All the injustice that's inflicted upon amongst our people and all indigenous people all across this globe. And it is what it is, so to get your rest and to take care of yourself and to eat certain things, like, you know, eat the seaweed if you're exposed to a lot of radiation. At least a handful of seaweed a day will help eliminate some of the radiation that we take into our bodies from the water and the microwaves and things like that. So it's very important that you connect every aspect.
Preventative health stuff. Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
It's very important that you connect every aspect with the universe, because it's just not one, it's just many. But then at the same time, get your sufficient rest, because as you rest, you marinate and formulate. So, you know, I understand that from all aspects, and I appreciate you sharing that, because that encouraged me to share my experience on what you was talking about, sister.
Well, I really appreciate you, Sister Queen Nani. You know, you one of my favorite sisters. Definitely call in. Definitely, definitely, definitely. But do you want to give out?
I
want you to. You know what? I want you to give out your Facebook again, since you're on here, because you're one of our organizers for the day.
Okay.
National
yeah,
day
you
of
can
Patrick.
Hit me. You can hit me on Facebook under Kimberly Swan on Facebook. And if you want to check out what all the other organizer and all the other mamas and papas is doing from the Black, Brown, Red, Black Nation, you go to poormagazine.org because it's a lot of interesting, you know, topics on there. Like we just had Brother Madman Marlon. Now, he sit up there out here in San Francisco and put the police commission on their backs. So I have to give it to him. He's our legal advocate up at Poor Magazine.
Okay.
Got much love to him. His name is Madman Marlin.
We need
so
more
his
about
thing
people.
Was,
I'm sorry, Queen. Let me say, let me just interject here. By the way, brothers and sisters, we need more of our people that know this law, that know this law. This is very, very important in the months to come. We need more people that know the laws. Go ahead, Queen.
And that's right. And, you know, and so he was able to go to the police commission meeting and challenge all these so-called top officials on the police brutality that's inflicted upon our children. And so you know that he ruffled a couple of feathers to where even one of their own Caucasian reporters out here in San Francisco said, oh, the San Francisco Police Department needs a little bit more training, because that's how Madman Marlin brought them down, because he went up in there and he convicted them with a pointed finger on the police brutality, because that's what we see, because they know that the youth don't have no voice in the juvenile injustice system, so they seem to want to have this attack on our children. We know what that's all about, because if you annihilate the future, you annihilate our youth, you annihilate the future, you annihilate the people. And so for that brother to sit up there and show courage and put them on their backs like they did, sister, I wasn't there, because I had to go to out here to Glen Clove to stop them from bulldozing an ancient sacred burial site.
Hmm.
So, but Brother Marlin, he went out there and held it on, you know. And then on this Mother's Day, we're going to go to these museums where they have stolen African artwork and all these other things. And, you know, I'm going to call them out on it. Can my ancestors get our stuff back? You know, so there's a lot of things we do. We call it a gentrification tour.
That's true.
That's what we call it. And then I want to give props to the other brother. He called in. I forgot his name, though, but he said that what his city was doing, they were going around the neighborhoods and the stores collecting all these false depictions of Jesus, which is that white Jesus, Michelangelo's cousin, his uncle, whoever he is,
right.
And they were going to destroy the pictures. And see, I want to give a big fist to him, because that made me think of what we did with the Eminem thing when Brother Shabazz sit out there and made that press conference on how Eminem felt about the Black Nation. And so that I took it upon myself, me and a couple other sisters and brothers, whoever bought Eminem CDs, you go out there and crush them. That's just what they did in the streets. So for whoever that feel that kind of resistance, y'all go on for it. Because the trick of the enemy is a mother. But it takes that mind to want to, you have to have that mind and want to dig deep, because the tricks are, you will not believe the tricks. You would not believe the tricks from our music and from what we eat, how we live, where we live, our economical situation. Even Dr. Dre himself said that he does not allow for his children to listen to his music. So, brothers and sisters, why should we allow for our children to listen to it? That sounds
exactly.
like a dope man mentality
to
me.
Exactly.
You know, unless, that's a
you
dope
know,
man mentality to me.
Listen to somebody like that anyway. But, Queen,
that's
let me,
right,
we get ready to... We get ready to end this radio show. We only did an
all
hour
right.
tonight.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
No, it is, Queen. I thank you for calling in. And sister, continue your hard-earned struggle. I can't wait to work with you more.
That's right. That's right. And
okay.
I'm the same likewise. Black power.
Black power, Queen.
Black power,
okay,
Queen.
Okay, brothers and sisters. Basically, we get ready to end this radio show. It has been my pleasure tonight to really be able to talk to the nation, to our Black nation, I should say, and, of course, the enemies that's listening. But it's definitely been a pleasure, and I'm glad that you all are welcoming me into your homes again, once again. We have a radio show that will also be coming on this Saturday Also, let me give out a couple of drops. Please text to organize, and we will be reorganizing, of course, for the new day of action. Text 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530. Please, please, please text that number where you're going to have your location, your information, email, and obviously you'll have your contact number and your name. Please, brothers and sisters, let's be a little bit more and better organized and more professional this time around. Also, to email us, email National Day of Action at yahoo.com. We also have a Facebook for the Day of Action. You can also get the National International Day of Action on Facebook as well to get that information. But brothers and sisters, again, I bid you a Black Power, a Borigani, a peace and blessings, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom, or whatever ancient Aztec that you use, I greet you in that form. But we must end this show. Black Power.
Your family and your friends.